food, homemade bread, soups, and desserts. Reservations available at 765-793-3947.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says it'll be mostly cloudy and breezy, high of 40 today. It's 33 on Friends Plaza right now. Ed'll have details on weather after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. As a backlog of unpaid bills continues to mount, Illinois lawmakers are looking at how to dig themselves out of the financial hole. As Sean Crawford reports, some say a tax hike might be necessary.
Illinois is having trouble paying for what it spends, and that is posing a real threat to state services. The controller last week proposed short-term borrowing to reduce payment delays to vendors, but at least a few of the top Democrats in the Illinois Senate want a more permanent fix. Senator James Claiborne of East St. Louis says it's time the state began considering a tax increase.
We've got to assure the public, I think more than anything, that any enhancement is not used to expand government, but to meet our current obligations, as well as to make sure that we shore up our pension obligations and make sure we're paying our medical bills and our providers on time.
Claiborne won't say which tax he thinks should be raised. While a tax hike could gather some support in the legislature, Governor Rod Blagojevich has promised to veto such a measure if it reaches his desk. I'm Sean Crawford.
Duke Bennett will likely remain the mayor of Terre Haute, Indiana for over a month, despite a court ruling that vacated the office. Bennett plans to appeal last week's decision by appellate judges invalidating the results of the 2007 election between Bennett and the former mayor of Terre Haute, Kevin Burke. Once the appeal is filed, Indiana Supreme Court has 30 days to decide whether to accept the case, and then it could even take longer to rule on it. The appellate court has favored a special election between the two candidates, but Terre Haute City Attorney Jewel Lee says he's not favoring one because of the cost to taxpayers. If the state's high court does uphold the lower court ruling, Lee speculates on what would have to happen in order to get the office of mayor filled.
First, the city controller cannot take that position, then it'll be up to the vote of the city council to elect one of themselves as the mayor pro tem until the special election can occur. But again, it's our hope that we don't ever have to go down that road because it's basically the most expensive way to resolve this issue to the taxpayers.
Lee notes the last municipal primary and general election cost more than $580,000. Last Thursday, the appellate court determined that the 2007 results didn't stand under the Hatch Act because Bennett had operated the Hamilton Center, which relies on federal funds to operate. The court also said Burke couldn't take office automatically because voters were unaware that Bennett wasn't eligible to run. Both men said they'd be willing to run in a special election. In the meantime, Lee says it's business as usual at Terre Haute City Hall until the courts rule otherwise. Chinese students are enrolling in U.S. universities, including Purdue University, in record numbers. Purdue is enrolling 290 Chinese students, up from 127 last year. The Associate Dean of International Programs says the school likes the cultural and educational benefits that the international students bring. A groundbreaking ceremony at the community center at Champaign's Edison Middle School dedication ceremony today at Open House. It'll be more than just a place for adults to find vital services. Principal Carmela Levy says the new Comet Community Center at Edison will also serve as a teaching tool for students learning about volunteerism.
We're going to be connected with the food bank in order to do a food drive. We're going to be connected with distributing clothing to needy families and also providing a bridge through which parents can access services that they may not have access to at this time, especially in our difficult economic times.
Levy says the community center will be a clearinghouse of information to make sure nothing gets in the way of parents and their children's education. She says many parents have trouble finding the services they need, whether it's for basic needs like food or for their own education. She hopes parent volunteers may eventually man the center, which will be open evenings and eventually during the day. Grand opening scheduled for tonight at 6 at Edison Middle School. When President George W. Bush signed a water compact negotiated by the Great Lakes states last month, supporters rejoiced. They said that 7 years of haggling over how to keep thirsty outsiders from grabbing their precious resources were over. But diehard activists unsatisfied with the deal are battling on. They fear the pact and state laws enacted to comply with it have flaws that have given multinational corporations a legal basis for tapping into the lakes as the worldwide freshwater shortage worsens. Some of the critics are convening in Traverse City, Michigan today to discuss their options. Prospects for reworking the compact are remote at best, requiring approval of all 8 states' legislatures, Congress, and the president. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL Weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
At 7:35, meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, I guess were it not for a bright waning gibbous moon, we might be seeing some meteors this morning.
We'd be seeing neither. It's cloudy.
Oh, it's cloudy anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you can't see any of that through the clouds.
It is the Leonid meteor shower time tonight. There would be a few lingering. Would there be a chance tonight? Would it be clear?
There will be a few breaks in the clouds here tonight, I think. So, in the farther south and west you go, the better chance you have of that. The farther north and east you go, the cloudier it'll be. And it looks like